Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start off today's show with a set of music from San Diego jazz musicians. We have a great jazz scene here in San Diego, here in Southern California. We're going to begin with Christopher Holliday, fine alto sax player from his album Dialogue, a 2020 release. This is a Horace Silver composition, Kiss Me Right.
Thank you.
That one from David Borgo, his latest release, Cautiously Optimistic. We heard Yet Another Year. David Borgo, a fine tenor saxophone player, also on flute on that one. His group also features Peter Sprigg on guitars, Alan Eicher on piano, Justin Grinnell on bass, and Julian Cantelme on drums. Before that, we heard from Gilbert Castellanos. He's kind of the central figure in the San Diego jazz scene. Great trumpet player. His latest release, Esperame en el Cielo. We heard the title track from that. That's Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, John Murray on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. And we started out that set with Christopher Holliday from his album Dialogue. Christopher Holliday, alto sax player. That is the same group as what I just mentioned for Gilbert's group, but you can substitute Rob Thorson on bass on that one. We're going to continue on with some great 60s jazz. Beginning with Freddie Hubbard, his first Blue Note album, Open Sesame, from 1960.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, man, oh man. John Coltrane Quartet from the album Crescent, 1964 release. One of my favorite albums. We heard Lonnie's Lament. I have to play more John Coltrane on this show. John Coltrane on tenor, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums makes up that classic quartet of John Coltrane's. Before that, Freddie Hubbard. From his album Open Sesame, we heard the title track. That one was recorded back in 1960 and features Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Clifford Jarvis on drums. And would you believe it, Freddie Hubbard was only 22 years old when that was recorded. That was a 1960s set. Now we're going to go back even further, back to 1957. I was hipped to this tune on Jazztodon, a jazz-centric social media platform. It's an instance on the Mastodon network. You ought to check it out, sign up, be part of the conversation. I'm quite active there, and I also do posting for the publication All About Jazz. You can do that by going to jazztodon.com and sign up, and you'll find me posting over there. Check that out. But let's hear from the album Sunny Side Up, 1957 release. It's an album headlined by Dizzy Gillespie, as well as Sonny Stitt and Sonny Rollins. On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you. worries on the doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet, you will meet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
I really enjoyed that set of music. I hope you did too. Last thing you heard from Artemis, the all-female group headed by Renee Rosnes. Name of the album, In Real Time. We heard Empress Afternoon. Before that, from Barney Kessel. That one goes back to 1989. The album, Autumn Leaves. We heard The Look of Love. And we started that set with Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Stitt, and Sonny Rollins from the album Sunny Side Up, 1957 release. And you know that tune, On the Sunny Side of the Street. That'll about do it for today's show. Thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show on WWUH in West Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a weekly podcast on jazzandbeyond.com. We're going to finish up today's show on a mellow note. Tenor saxophone player Walter Smith III. His album is Return to Casual. Let's hear Revive. Thank you for listening, folks. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.